Welcome to the Midlife Purpose Podcast, where we talk about all things midlife and menopause. This is a place where you can come and break societal norms, raise the taboo on menopause, and redefine the narrative of midlife. Providing empowerment here, you become the healthiest, wealthiest, highest version of yourself. I teach you how to take back your me. I'm your host, Ginger Monzo. Oh, hi there. It's Ginger Monzo. If you enjoy this podcast, please like it, share, and leave us a review. Subscribe to us. This helps other women find us. I am so excited to jump back into another Midlife Empress podcast episode with you. And we're gonna dive into this topic. I know it affects every woman who's going through menopause, and that's inflammation. It's a natural process of our body. It helps our bodies to fight off injuries, infections. You know, this short-term inflammation, it can be a good thing. Why? Because when we have a cut or an injury, the inflammatory response increases the flow to the site of the injury, and it helps us get more nutrients and white blood cells there to help heal the area. We also have this chronic inflammation in menopause that we deal with. Here we are dealing with chronic, and I don't know about you, but let me just say, I have dealt with a lot of, I call them hot spots of inflammation. You will get one spot in your body, such as sometimes it's, for me, it's in the hands. It feels like maybe arthritis or something like that. It's inflammation. Also, a lot of women don't know about this, and I feel like it's something that I need to put out there and bring forth. And because, you know, we are going to, some of us, not all of us, deal with the same symptom. Recently, I did a lot of research and discovering something that blows my mind. And I have had this shoulder pain for quite a while now, and I couldn't put my finger on what could it be. You know, I've been throwing some weights around in the gym quite often, and I kept saying, you know, maybe it's a pull muscle, you know, maybe I've done something to you know, the tissues or just whatever, ligaments. And no, it's mind-blowing what this is. And it's called frozen shoulder. Yeah. And it's so crazy. As high inflammation sets in, it causes our joints, the pain is unbelievable. It's just a chronic pain. And, you know, when we are in chronic pain in our body, what do we have a tendency to do? We have a tendency to, oh, I don't want to move it. Oh, it hurts. Well, that's probably the worst thing to do. So this chronic pain in the shoulder that I had, you know, the estrogen head places in our bodies. And the shoulder upper shoulder is an estrogen fed spot. So it's not getting what it needs. It's not getting what it needs to have. And it's causing this chronic inflammation. And when this chronic inflammation sets in, you can't hardly bear it. Like some days I couldn't hardly bear it. And now I've come to realize that it's this frozen shoulder, the lack of estrogen. So what happens is this frozen shoulder occurs when the connective tissues enclosing, like in the enclosing where the joint is, it thickens and it tightens. The stiffness starts to set in and it causes us to have this crazy shoulder pain that we have no idea what has happened, what's going on. Adhesive capsulitis, and it's frozen shoulder, it's caused by inflammation. The joints and the ligament, you know, they all hold each other together. So when that becomes inflamed, you know, your bones can't move freely. And that's what causes us to not work it, move it, and do what we should be doing with our shoulders. So, you know, I was doing the research and discovered this. It was like, what a relief to know that I have this frozen shoulder. This is a disclaimer, okay? I'm not saying that this is what you have. I'm telling you what I have experienced in my menopause journey. So just make sure that you just get doctors, you know, approval on if it is, if it's not, or eating a healthy diet. You want to make sure that you are getting in what you need. If it's a spot that's bothering you, take care of it. Have it looked at. Make sure it's not something else. You know, this inflammation, it leads to this joint pain, this fatigue. It can also cause us to gain weight. It increases us for chronic diseases, such as heart disease, diabetes, and other things. So in menopause, you know, when we're having these hormone changes, this estrogen plays a huge role in regulating our immune system. And when it's in decline, it leads to inflammation markers in the body. A lot of these inflammatory markers that happen is because we choose to have this poor diet, this lack of exercise, stress. It's because we have no energy in menopause to do anything. We have no energy. And then when we're not eating right, we really have no energy. And then we're not sleeping right because our high cortisol levels are waking us up at the 3 a.m., putting us in fight to flight mode, and we're waking up and we're not resting. So if we can just change some of the things that we're doing, and you know, the weight gain is going to come because of the hormonal issues also, and especially around the abdomen. The abdomen is a estrogen body, and when it's not getting what it needs, it's going to be inflamed. You want to stick to some anti-inflammatory foods, and you want to make sure that you are eating these anti-inflammatory foods and vegetables, whole grains. Make sure that you're getting some lean protein, and make sure also that you're getting your exercise in, your meditation, taking some time out for yourself just to sit and just to breathe and feel the life presence in your body. Just let go and breathe. Sometimes we just are such busy women. You know, we are always put ourselves last. We really are super women. We really are. And, you know, sometimes we don't see that. But we don't have to be superwoman to everybody. We need in this midlife to be superwoman to ourselves, to take time out for us, to get self-care in. We deserve it. We have done so much for so many years for so many others. It's our time. It's our time, and it's time to take care of ourselves, and it's time to have healthy approaches to ourselves. And this dieting exercise, I don't even call it diet. I call it healthy nutrition. When we say diet sometime, wouldn't you agree? Just the word diet is such a big turnoff to me. But if you say healthy, nutritious for longevity, man, that's game changer, right? That makes us stop and think, wow, longevity, not a quick fix. This is for a lifetime. So make sure that you are, you know, going through your great, you know, nutritious plans that you have set for yourself. You can take supplements. Make sure that you talk to your healthcare provider before taking any supplements. But omega-3s are good. Turmeric, ginger. These are all anti-inflammatory properties that can be beneficial. You know, ask your healthcare provider if you feel like there's something that you need to manage inflammation. I like medical advice. You will know that. Proactively start to change things that help you get rid of these horrible inflammation hot. I call them inflammation hot. We just have to start somewhere. And, you know, I have a beautiful anti-inflammatory PDF for you. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, it's copied beautifully. It tells you all about learning the best foods, the best supplements, and the best lifestyle habits for inflammation. It's the anti-inflammatory lifestyle guide. If you're having body pain, fatigue, trouble sleeping, depression, anxiety, digestive issues, infections, weight gain, this is all signs of inflammation in your body. And it tells you about what foods to avoid, what foods to enjoy. It also tells you about different supplements you can take and also these different lifestyle habits for you, you know, to maintain this anti-inflammatory lifestyle. So I hope that you shed some light on these pains in midlife that we're experiencing. And I know most of you know my story in menopause. 2018, I could barely walk. And I know that I know what I know. My blood work said everything was fine, but I was in perimenopause and didn't even know it. And I was experiencing these high inflammatory states in my body. And that stemmed from inflammation. I know there's some of you women out there that have experienced this or experiencing this now. And I'm here to tell you that this anti-inflammatory guide can help you start to rid the inflammation in the body, okay? This chronic inflammation. And it's something that we need to do is start to take action to lower this inflammation in our body. And these are simple tweaks that we can do lifestyle taming inflammation. So if this episode hit a spot for you, shoot me over a private message. I'm Ginger Gellner-Monso on Facebook. You can also hit me up on Instagram at Gellner-Monso. I would absolutely love to hear from you. If you want to talk about anything that you've heard in this episode, if you need any assistance, guidance, I'm here for you. We also have a beautiful group on Facebook, Successful Irradiant Women Group, and we have another group, Menopause Mercy. So if you would love support on anything that we've discussed today, we have a wonderful group of women there that love and support on each other. We all have to get through this, and together we can do this. Thank you so much for tuning in.